I'm going to attempt, for the first ever, I think, to do You Would Be Loved from top to bottom without any stopping us. Woo! Okay, would you give us an E, please? Take it from there to the end. Come on. You can do it. Ready and go. Sing it, okay? So if you're going to use your music, that's fine. You got to get it up here. If you're staring at the floor, then you're not going to be with the other people in terms of tempo and stuff, okay? Get it up here. Let's start one more time at 12, okay? Sorry to be harpy, but we're getting there. Ready? Again.
Present pathway, part of love.
front to back. Mm-hmm. Transition spots need a little help. Also, I appreciate those of you that are giving me super good leadership. Okay, you are really putting it out there and singing and being good examples for those around you. However, none of that was finessed. Okay? That wasn't in love with anything, right? That was maybe scolding the puppy who just peed on the floor kind of sound. Which we don't want at all. Maybe it's not quite that bad. Okay. Can we start just do the tag? Let's start it in the right key and let's have a better ending. On the tag. Don't make me roll up that newspaper. Okay. 1, 2, 3. We can do better on the vowel. La, la. Don't be shouting. 1, 2, 3.
La.
Go. Yeah, okay. There are a couple times when we have perfect fourths or fifths. Listen to it. There's those moments when it should lock in and ring. 1, 2, again, and go. Again and go. Dynamic level that you're doing. Half the volume, but still with good vowel. 1, 2, again, and go. So that when we finally do resolve, it's happiness. Okay? Sing the
love you would be.
Okay. Go basses.
Love.
Again. Listen. Ready and go. Listen to your recordings. Know your parts. We're going to work really hard on the transitions, and you would be loved.